Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's January 2nd, 0640 GMT, and our position is 52 degrees 00 minutes south and 158 degrees 51 minutes east. We were hoping to not see 52 south again until we got across the Pacific, but been forced down here again with the breeze the way it is. We're on starboard jive now, and we're only about 20 degrees off the course to the New Zealand ice gate. So if we jived on the other side, we'd be about 50 degrees off the course, so this has to be the more efficient route. But we were hoping we were done with the south for now, but not to be. We've got another probably 18 hours in this direction before the wind will shift. And there'll be another front coming through. So hopefully we'll be able to get back over there then, and maybe something will change before then, but it doesn't look like it exactly. Anyway, we made very good speeds today, both surging to high speeds, able to maintain a high average, which was good, but every time the breeze stepped up a notch and we start to hit the very high surges, start to get nervous about the extra risk involved there, so you take down some sail, and for the first couple of sail changes, it didn't really make much difference on the average speed. It was still up pretty high, 12 to 13 knots. The last one, when we came down from second reef to third reef in the main, with the staysail up in front, brought it down a knot or knot and a half or so. It's not a drastic reduction. We're still making 11 knots with about 28 to 30 knots of wind. The aerodynamic feedback loop on these boats is pretty remarkable. We had a little while ago at 28 knots of wind, and the boat was going 18 knots with the staysail on three reefs in the main, and downwind. And so every time it gets going a little faster, it makes a little more wind for itself. It goes faster again, makes a little more wind for itself, goes faster again. And it's sort of on a knife edge until somehow the angle gets to be off a little bit, and the wind speeds, apparent wind speeds drop precipitously, and the boat slows down. But the autopilot running the show, it's not much you can do except for nervously watch the speedometer, and best to take off some speed, particularly given the couple of some of the boats with running into things in the water, and we've done that in the past as well, so hopefully that won't happen, but you never know. So anyway, moving along, very pleased to eventually get to that New Zealand ice gate. It's still 4 or 5 days away, probably 5 days away. I think it's actually when we get there, we've gone into the Pacific a little bit of a chunk, and that's nice. And each of the succeeding ice gates, there are two more after, are further north. So it'll be taking us out of here, and that will be good. But for now, we're still heading basically east with a little bit of south in it, and just sort of drifting to the south, waiting for the wind in this system to shift. It's not going to, though, till tomorrow. So that's it from here, January 2nd. Again, wishing everybody a Happy New Year. Great American 3 off and clear.